Catholic Connection. It's a Monday morning, 28 minutes past the hour. Teresa Tomeo, EWTN. So this survey comes out last week by Gallup about just how miserable people are at work. The survey describing our workforce in America as a zombie workforce, with a really majority, 70%, saying that they pretty much are disengaged and disinterested on the job. And there was even an even more alarming segment of the study that talked about people really doing some pretty unethical things at work, trying to sabotage because they are so frustrated and miserable. And so when I hear something like this, I automatically think, okay, people are in a situation where they're not happy. They're obviously not being all that productive if they're disengaged, disinterested, and then if they're trying to sabotage the workplace or their employers. So there's obviously some sin going on here. Now, in some cases, people may not be able to leave their jobs. We understand that. They have a family. The economy is bad. That's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is people who have stayed in a position and who refuse to move and are just basically going through the motions. And so I was praying and trying to connect the dots and thinking that this could be a reason. Now, this study did not mention this. This is just me making a deduction, and I don't think it's too much of a leap, but there could be a lot of people who are apathetic about things in general. For example, we spoke on Friday with Professor Robert George about the fact that not enough Catholics are engaged on these important issues of freedom, religious freedom, which we're in the middle of the Fortnight for Freedom right now that the USCCB bishops are putting on, and just trying to get people to get interested about more than just being entertained, what they're going to do for dinner or just getting through the day. So, of course, the person I thought of immediately was my friend Nick Sinko, who's an expert. He's a career counselor, and he also has a special program outside of his full-time business. He does something called Careers Through Faith, and it's not necessarily about someone pursuing, which may be the case if that's what they find through prayer and discernment, work in the church, but it is about understanding how important faith is when it comes to doing what God is calling us to do. So, Nick, when you heard about this study, what was your immediate reaction? Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. And first of all, thank you for having me on the show, and Andrew for putting me in a chair. But I tell you, I'm having a hard time sitting in this chair. I want to get up. I'm so full of energy. It's just like, yes, this is what we're talking about right here. 70% of the workforce described as zombies. And, you know, in your new book, I know we talk about this, you know, God's bucket list that's coming up, I guess, this fall, right?
Mm-hmm, November 5th.
Yeah,
we
talk about historically, it's been 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 4 people, depending upon the study and the era, that are in the same condition. This is ongoing. This is not something new, Teresa. And it all starts with who's first. And the world is putting themselves, I first, others first, society first, but not God first. And when you don't put God first, things get out of whack. Boy, I can sit down again, can't I?
well, the thing is, okay, obviously we know, because we've been through it before ourselves, personally, professionally, that you need to put God first in order to get things straight in your life. But you would think that even a person who, let's say they're struggling in their faith or their faith isn't where it needs to be, why would you put up with being miserable a majority of the time?
Well, the answer is very clear. Fear. It's about managing your life through fear, reservation, security. I mean, you know, let's go back to the, you know, let's see how well I was catechized. You know, there is a God and there is a devil, right? Mm-hmm. And who are you listening to? And the world, you know, the people that are just focused on security or putting money away or, you know, self-fulfillment, they're not listening to God, who is asking them to use the life that he has given them for his purposes of serving others. That's why it is the way it is. Fear.
Were you surprised that many in this survey admitted to openly sabotaging the workplace?
You know, I was. I thought there was an awful lot of apathy, but I didn't know that many people were going to go to the point of sabotaging work. I mean, you know, talk about disrespect, talk about just theft even. Let's maybe call it that. You're stealing time, you're stealing wages, and you're actually counterproductive. I just can't imagine how a well-formed conscience could agree with something like that.
Is that what happens when you're so miserable that you're acting out? Or do you think that's a sign of acting out?
You know, you're right. Thank you for staging that. You're correct. It's like the animal who's in the cage who just keeps pacing and pacing, and then at some point has to bang the bars, if you will. And that acting out is a result of their environment. You know, too many times, though, I think we look at questions like, well, is this survey the result of poor leadership? You know, might be. But on the other hand, if we're looking at the most fundamental question, it's are people using their gifts or not? And that's what God calls us to do in the parable of the talents. I've given you something. Use it.
All right, let me read from this survey because I have it here, and we'll give some statistics. And people can actually find it at, if you go to the Gallup, the main page of Gallup, or even just put a, a search in for 70% of the workforce disconnected, and you'll find various, not only the survey, but various reports on it. Okay, 70% of Americans emotionally disconnected at work. Shocking poll reveals workforce zombie land. That's the subtitle of this news release. If you thought that Americans who kept their jobs during the Great Recession were glad to be working, you would be dead wrong. According to a Gallup.com report, 70% of American workers are, quote, emotionally disconnected at work, with nearly one in five actively disengaged. It's zombie land out there for the American workforce. Gallup's ongoing State of the American Workforce survey reveals that America is largely a nation of working automatons, with most people not feeling emotional ties to what they do, and sizable numbers actively seeking to sabotage their colleagues and managers. Wow.
And it doesn't stop when you punch out. I think that's the thing that everyone who will sit down, take a deep breath, and think it through will realize that attitude that they have is carried outside into their car and at the dinner table. And, you know, that's why I get excited. That's why I get emotional. That's why I drive for these points, because you'll remember that I've talked with you many times about that's the home that I grew up in. You know, God loved my dad, but he came home every night in that zombie-like and negative attitude. And I'm not saying anything negative. You did what you needed to do. But on the other hand, I just wished you'd had enough faith and enough confidence to step out and say, there has to be more, and I'm going to go find it because I've got a God who will help me on the journey. I'm not in this all alone.
So if we're looking at this number of 70%, there's probably a lot of people, I would say, given the vast wideness of this listening audience through EWTN around the world, there's probably a lot of people listening who may feel this way. Let's give them some advice. And, okay, what should they be looking at, do you think?
You know, the first thing is to just start journaling a little bit and be honest with yourself. You know, throughout the day, over a period of a few weeks, just write down what you're thinking and what you're feeling. I find that if it's floating through your mind, it can kind of go in one ear and out the other. But if you take the time just to take an hour-by-hour inventory of how do you feel, how engaged you are, how interested you are, and come then to the realization when you're sitting in a quiet moment reading what you've written that, you know, it's not right. You need to own the problem, right, before you can take the first step. But the first step is always, and very simply, and this doesn't need to be some computerized test, it is simply to take an inventory of the gifts that God has given you. What are the talents?
All right, let's take a quick break. More with Nick Zinko. We're talking about this latest survey from Gallup showing 70% of Americans in the workplace are disengaged. They're calling it a zombieland workforce in the U.S. of A. Why are we burying our talents and what can we do about it? More with Nick Zinko of Careers Through Faith and Zinko and Associates. When we come back, we'll also give you contact information for Nick. Stay tuned. Welcome back, Catholic Connection. Talking to my Catholic brother, Nick Zinko. It's all about putting God first in your life, and we know that's the most important thing. Nick is a career counselor, a consultant, and in addition to Zinko and Associates, he has a wonderful program outside of his regular work, which is also dealing with career counseling, but he has a specific program for believers called Careers Through Faith. Nick, how do we get a hold of you for either Zinko and Associates and Careers Through Faith?
Well, you know, I think the best way to start for this audience is to go to careers, that's plural, and through, T-H-R-O-U-G-H, faith.org. And if you'd like to go to Zinko Associates first, that is S-Y-N-K-O, associates.com.
How far and wide have the Careers Through Faith seminars gotten to be?
You know, we've done some webinars, and we've got one coming up again, too. And I am so excited to say that as a result of EWTN Radio, as well as EWTN TV shows that I've been able to be on, we have actually reached the globe. And this is the thing that is amazing to me. When I got started with this ministry, I had this dream in the recesses of my heart to have a global ministry. And I just thought that was so beyond what was possible. But when you let God into the picture, He just makes things happen. And that's the beauty of being available to Him. You don't have to do it all. You just got to follow His lead.
Right, right. And I like what you said earlier before the break about the advice you have for people. If you're among that 70% of the Zombieland workforce, to start, you're not saying, okay, jump off the employment wagon and just go and start that, you know, trout farm in the backwoods somewhere. You're saying, okay, start by sitting down, by praying, by writing out your thoughts and making a plan. No one expects you to walk away from your employment and your income. You have to be practical. You have to be a realist. But at the same time, you're going to be doing yourself, your family, much more damage if you stay in a situation that is making you absolutely miserable, which is what this survey shows.
You know, that's the case. And many times I will talk to people and I will ask, what are your dinner conversations like? And it's such a question out of the blue, but you just see reality hits because they realize that they sit there oftentimes at dinner talking about how they don't like work and how unfulfilled they are and how they wish they could do something else. And, you know, their children, they're listening to that. And I just don't think it's very good role modeling because, you know, you're not talking to them about living the dreams that they have for their life. And, you know, that inventory I talked about is pretty important of just, you know, instead have a dinner what can we do as a first step right tonight? Sit down at your dinner table and talk about your individual gifts and acknowledge those and help your children and you to talk about, well, where could we use that gift?
One of the chapters in my book in which you're featured is vocation, vocation, vocation. And I'm picking up on, in the new book that comes out in November, on the idea of everybody talks about location, location, location when they buy a house and they want to be in the right location and they want to feel comfortable. And when they find that perfect home, they're ready to settle in. That's what your vocation feels like when you find it. How do we get to that point?
You know, again, it starts with, I would say then, you know, on the way home, buy yourself some flip chart paper and put it up in that kitchen and put it on the wall and then put every family member's name on a different sheet of paper. And we actually talk about this in the class. It doesn't need to be complicated. Just begin by listing and validating the gifts that God has given you. And when people start doing this, one of the things they tend to do is just to put the major gifts. And you can't only do that. It's a great place to start, but it's even those yearnings of the heart, the dreams that you have. I mean, dreams, as I use the word with a capital D, are divine. They are from God. And, you know, when I first started saying it, I felt it, I saw it, I knew it, but then Pope Benedict validated this. I mean, listen to this. This is from November of 2011, and he's speaking to a conference, and Benedict says, God calls all men to life and bestows them with talents while entrusting him with a mission to accomplish. It would be foolish to think that these gifts are due to us, just as our failing to use them would be, listen to this, Teresa, it would be a dereliction of the goal of our very existence not to use it. Mm. Don't you love it?
I love it. I love it. I love Benedict.
Being practical. Yeah. Benedict just cut to the chase.
Right.
And it's not okay to say, oh, okay, I'm secure. I'm putting money in the bank. Nothing wrong with that. That's good. But if it's causing you to focus on security and fear rather than faith that God created you with a specific mission in life. And see, Benedict's saying this, and I believe this, we're all created with gifts and talents for a mission. What a great opportunity to do something for God.
And we're going to be held responsible as to whether we use those talents.
You know, there we go again to Matthew 25:14-30, the parable of the talents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus didn't say that the guy with one talent, well, that's okay, you only have one talent.
Right.
He said, you wicked and lazy servant. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine
that's
hearing
that?
That's
scary to me.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've called it the 11th commandment. I mean, that's pretty straightforward. And the beauty of that parable is Jesus was so many things, but oh my gosh, what a storyteller. I would have thought he would have held the 5 or 10 talent person accountable. He didn't.
The other thing, too, that you helped me realize when I was working with you on Careers Through Faith is that there are other things in our life that God is using that we may not even know about. For example, you're the first one to, and I always used to joke about you about how my second career goal was to be, you know, besides being a journalist, I wanted to be a dancer. A Rockette was a dream of mine. And I always wondered why God gave me natural rhythm and this enjoyment for dance. And then you told me that, well, think of how you time yourself on the air. And I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Ever.
And see, that's the beauty of this. I don't think God is going to waste where you've been. If you've been trying your best, God is going to allow you to use all the skills that you've used, that you've had along the way, and carry them forward. Even Teresa, I've talked about, you know, the way you interact with me, your sense of others, and it's me and everybody you interact with. Well, you know, that had to have been, as a rockette, you know, you're thinking, I've got to be aware of others as I dance, mm-hmm. right? So, yeah, it's all of that. And, you know, when you're on stage and you're presenting, I've seen that many times. It's just, again, the radio show feeds that. The stage feeds the radio show. It all works together, the now, the future, as well as the past.
So is there a chance that I could go to New York and try out for the Rockettes? What do you think?
Well, you know, I'm thinking I'll meet you there.
Yeah,
Teresa,
right.
I can just see there's got to be somebody at the back door we can slip a $100 bill to and get on stage and just give it a shot, huh?
If you want to see Radio City Music Hall cleared out in a matter of seconds, we'll try that. But I'm just trying to get people to realize that God, you know, as Benedict said, God creates us this beautiful, unique package of the individual person, the human being made in the image and likeness of God, and everything that you have, whether it's in my case, you know, the rhythm or the enjoyment for speaking, he's going to use it. And that's why we need to build on it and not become part of this zombie workforce. Nick, thanks so much. Look forward to talking with you again. We'll be right back on a Monday morning edition of Catholic Connection with Gail Buckley.
Don't be a workplace zombie. Arm yourself with knowledge from careers through faith. A special limited-time offer is available on our website. The 100-plus Career Transition Tips Manual, regularly $150, is now only $99. And as a bonus, you will receive the What Am I Supposed to Do with My Life book free, a $14 value. Order today at careersthroughfaith.org/books. Thank you for listening.